High School Volleyball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Tonight's game is brought to you by
Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Graphic Options in Farmington, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, Savage Electric in Farmington, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Complete Vision Care locations in Lexington and Festus, Willette Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Dairy Queen locations in Farmington and Potosi, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, New Era Bank, Liberty Security in Farmington, Catfish Kettle in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Lexington, Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotsegraw in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, real estate agents Glenn and Mary Hagen with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington, McDonald's of the Parkland, Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills, American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington, Culver's in Farmington, First State Community Bank, Schlosser Orthodontics in Farmington, Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington, and by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
High School Volleyball on AM 1240 KFMO.
Good evening to you and yours. We are here at Potosi High School in Potosi, set for some high school volleyball tonight. The Potosi Lady Trojans taking on the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. Connor Harbutt with you, JC Allen back in studio. Let's jump into your American Family Insurance starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers, 2-2 on the year. It'll be the junior libero Willie Adams, junior Callie Hinkle, senior Emma Dunn, junior Andrea McClanahan, sophomore Annabelle Adams, junior Hattie Vineyard, and freshman Elena Maxwell. Meanwhile, for the Potosi Lady Trojans, coached by Ashley Matthews in her third year. By the way, Arcadia Valley coached by Tara Lamb in her 17th year. Potosi 2-0 for the season will be the sophomore Presley Smith, the sophomore Eve Linton, junior Adeline Kirby, junior Adeline Gibson, junior libero Mason McCarthy, sophomore Brenly Thornton, and junior Eden Robart. Those are your American Family Insurance starting lineups. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. So we will meet at center court. Pre-game high fives. And we'll get it underway again. Both these teams looking for a third win, looking to extend a winning streak. Well, Arcadia Valley trying to start one. It would be their second win in a row. If Potosi wins this one, obviously they remain undefeated at 3-0. See who gets the opening serve for today's game. No indication of that just yet. But I can tell you there is a great crowd on hand here, as usual, in Potosi tonight. Potosi always one of the more well-supported schools, especially when it comes to this gymnasium. Very old-school vibe. Very Hoosiers-esque. I know somebody back at the studio probably tired of me of saying Hoosiers-esque, but to a certain degree, I'm not wrong. So it looks like opening serve will go over to... still don't even see the ball out there. As both teams will bring their libero on. Looks like it will be Potosi. Potosi will get the opening serve, and it looks like it's going to be Adeline Gibson to serve for the Lady Trojans. So Gibson will serve. We get underway a little bit of Tuesday night volleyball here on AM 1240. KFMO. Opening serve is brought to you by Boyd & Associates. Serve is played by the libero, Lily Adams. Played toward the far side. It's down. And a kill here to start for Arcadia Valley. Give the point to Hattie Vineyard. And Arcadia Valley leads 1-0. Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Navy on the serve. Potosi will play it. Libero sets toward the back row. Eden Robart will just push one over. Free ball here for Arcadia Valley. They'll play it toward the far side across the court, and it'll find the back line. It's back-to-back kills here for Arcadia Valley to start. This one, it's Annabelle Adams. So 2-0 to start here. Lady Tigers lead. Back set toward the far side. Eve Litton sends one down the line, played by AV. Back over toward the far side. Another point. Callie Hinkle with the kill. Potosi, right now, nothing hard, nothing fancy coming from AV. Just kind of playing it toward the donut. And AV, or excuse me, Potosi, not really able to make a move. 3-0 AV to start. Serve played by the libero McCarthy. They'll go toward the far side. Ball rattles around and down. Kill here for Eve Litton puts Potosi on the board. It's 3-1. First sub of the game comes in for Arcadia Valley. Caitlin Bullis, a junior, will step in. Serve played by Vineyard. They'll play it toward her over on the far side. Roll shot played by McCarthy. Pushing it all the way over toward the near side. Eden Robart with the big shot, but nicely dug out there by Lily Adams. Libero plays to Libero. Ball blocked in the middle of the net. Comes back down. Somebody was in the net. They'll say it was Potosi. Point Arcadia Valley, 4-1. Up in the corner of the gym here at Potosi, so I'll be able to see some lines better than others tonight. So fair warning, I'm not as authoritative tonight as maybe I was last night in Park Hills, where I can see things a little bit more. Back set over toward Robart. Pushes it over the block and down. Robart's got her first kill. Again, Robart, who was our Little Caesars Pizza player of the game. Last time we saw these Lady Trojans, the last time out for Potosi, in fact. That was a few days ago. We get a kill here for Presley Smith. Excuse me, not a kill, rather, but an ace. It's 4-3. Potosi starting to pull back in a little bit. Smith, the sophomore, serves it once more. This time played by Callie Hinkle. Set toward the middle of the net. Vineyard looking for that back line. That ball may have been heading out. Instead, Smith will try to play. And it heads off toward the stage. 5-3. Vineyard with a kill, her second. Vineyard now will serve. Serves played by McCarthy. Set toward the middle of the net here in Robart. Nothing AV could do there. Just right in between the back row. Omar with her second kill to bring it back to 5-4. If you're just now joining us, just now starting set one. Got started a little bit later than our planned broadcast time today. But the JV game went into extra points in the first set. Second set again, 25-20. Had a lot of points in that one as well. All stuffed at the net, but they're going to say it didn't hit the hands, but rather the net. It's four hits. We've got our first tie here at 5-5. Saban Brown to serve for Potosi. Played toward the far side. Ball's deflected by Potosi, but it finds its way down. Zelena Maxwell, the freshman, gets her first point, her first kill. 6-5, AV back out in front. Our second lead change. So we'll have time called here by one of our sanctioned officials. Got to tie some shoes. Now we're good to go. As Annabelle Adams sets up to serve for the Lady Tigers. Serves toward the middle of the back row. Back set toward Robart on the far side. Plays it down the line. There for it. That was Lily Adams. Going over toward the near side themselves. Callie Hinkle pushes it over. Robart pushing over the block. Set up, far side, Emma Dunn. Ball's tipped, played by McCarthy. Back over toward the near side. Here's Robart once more, and she finds the kill. Tied back up here at 6. Robart with 3 kills here in the first 6 points for Potosi. As Robart will serve. Having to dig that one out is Adams, but EV unable to get to it. It's an ace for Robart. Robart with an ace to go with her three kills. Racking up the points here early. 7-6. Potosi leads for the first time. Middle of the net. That's a block. Andrea McClanahan reaching up and slamming that one back down. And another tie. 7-7. Serving now is Maxwell. Toward the far side. Too much on it. Eve Litton caught all of it and then some. 8-7 AV back out in front. They short-lived Potosi lead. As the Lady Tigers lead once more. Maxwell serves once more. It's played by Robart. They'll play it toward Robart in the back row. But therefore it was Adams. Two players going after it. Ball in the net. 50-50. Dug out by Potosi. Playing it toward the near side here. Roll shot. That was Litton. Back set AV. Another 50-50 ball. AV on it. Potosi wanted four hits. Didn't get it. AV will send a free ball over to the Lady Trojans. Dumps it toward the donut. AV somehow able to get it back over. We play on a long rally here at 8-7. Trying to get it over the net. Eve Litton, but she sends it into the net instead. AV leads by two here in set one. It's 9-7. Long rally there, and tell you what, some impressive plays AV defensively to keep that ball going. Eventually rewarded with the point. Maxwell another serve on what is now a 3-0 AV run. Ball off the ceiling, but AV able to play. Dunn sends it across to the back line. Pointing toward the near side is Potosi. It's a kill for Litton. 9-8. Neither team really able to create any kind of separation with their leads. Back down to one. Dunn at the net. Hits it toward the back corner. Potosi unable to get to it. Good choice there from Dunn. Kind of saw an empty space where Potosi wasn't. And is more than happy to take that point. It wasn't the most hard-struck ball, but it got the job done. But now a service error as Dunn will hit it into the net. 10-9. Back to serve now for Potosi. Adeline Gibson, she started us off earlier in the set. One full rotation now for the Lady Trojans. Back set toward the near side. Vineyard pushes it across the net. Potosi will play it. Back row attack from Robart, deflected by Vineyard, and down. It's 10-10. Potosi ties things back up as Robart finds another kill, her fourth. Gibson, another serve, 2-0 Potosi run. Toward the near side in Callie Hinkle, ball's deflected and down. AV reclaims the lead, 11-10. It feels like every time Potosi gets their way back in or gets back to an even Stevens situation, AV finds a couple points and we rinse repeat the progress. On the serve now, it's McClanahan. Back set toward the far side. Getting it over the block was Litton. Nice dig from the back row by McClanahan to keep it alive. Going toward the near side now is Potosi. Did it find the back line? Well, Coach Matthews over there wants to say it was deflected, but it's going to be point AV. They'll say it was out. 12-10. Lady Tigers lead again by two. Another serve from McClanahan. Going toward Smith. Ball deflected at the net. Somebody's in the net. They'll say it was Potosi. 13-10. And that'll bring us our first timeout. Timeout taken by Potosi. So the Lady Trojans trailing by three here on their home court here in set one. 13-10. We take a quick break. We'll come right back. Here's some high school volleyball in the Parkland Sports Leader. AM 1240 KFMO.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington, proudly serving the Parkland's eye care needs since 1966. Needing routine eye care? Ask about their new retinal imaging device that can act as a good substitute for dilating the eyes.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Progress back set toward Hattie Vineyard, but she sends it off toward the stage and out. 13-11, AV leads Potosi. Timeout taken by Potosi. Timeouts, of course, they're brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagrand, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Ball at the net. Vineyard got a hand on it, deflected by Potosi, and down. Vineyard gets a kill, 14-11. Vineyard, the leader in kills today for AV. She's got three of them. Ball deflected off the net. Heads up play, though, from Robart. She just pushed it on over. AV left a massive gap right next to the net on the left side. Robart finds her fifth kill as Potosi creeps back to two here, 14-12. Connor Harbit with you. JC Allen back in studio. Played toward the far side. Trying to send it down the line was Maxwell. She found it. Caught just enough of the line, and our sanction official saw it. 15-12. Maxwell, she's got two kills, that is. AV back out to a three-point lead. Three, their largest lead of this set and of the game. Play toward the middle of the net. Here's Maxwell again. Nicely played there by Gibson to keep it alive. Over toward the near side, it's Robart. AV will play it toward the far side themselves. Maxwell again trying to find the kill. Didn't get that one either. Here is Dunn now. She'll push it right back over toward Robart. Same play, same result, but this time AV gets the point. 16-12. Well, Robart found the empty gap, and so did Emma Dunn. Two kills for her. Big kill, though, for Robart back the other way, and that'll kill the run. 16-13. Robart now with six kills in this opening set. AV leads in set one. Ball played toward the middle. Maxwell pushes it over. Looking for Robart on the near side. Ball's deflected and down. Make it seven for Robart. Back to two. 16-14. Potosi refusing to go away. Reminiscent of kind of what we had in the second set of the JV game here today. But of course, AV ended up winning that one. Here's a block, middle of the net. Madeline Kirby, her first point, a big one. Back to one at 16-15. To serve, Saban Brown. Played by Callie Hinkle. Second ball attack. Potosi is ready for it. Back over to Robart. Nice dig in the back row by Callie Hinkle. Somebody's in the net. It's Potosi. Point AV, 17-15. Annabelle Adams back to serve for the Lady Tigers. Adams will send it down the line and gets an ace for it. Bad reception there from Potosi. That was Corinne Ainley. Caught off the wrong part of the hand that time. It's 18-15. Back out to that three-point lead. AV trying to stretch it to four for the first time. And they will. Well, hold on. Again, Potosi wants the deflection, and it looks like they are, in fact, going to get the call. Give the point over to Potosi. Coach Matthews came flying from the bench area to say that ball was very much deflected. It was Robart who gets credit for it. But that'll put us back to 2-18-16. AV again fails to move past 3 points. Middle of the net, ball deflected at the net. High up into the air, playing it near side is Dunn. Second ball attack, pushed it toward the donut. AV ready for it, but it'll be no, 4 hits. Thought we were going to see a Potosi free ball. Instead, you had two Lady Tigers go for it, and neither one was really able to get a clean hit off of it. 18-17, Potosi back within one. To the near side, trying to push it over the block was McClanahan. Ball's in the net, and it's a point AV, 19-17. Things getting down to the nitty-gritty here in this first set. We did see extra points in the JV side. 29-27 it went. Wonder if we see any tonight. Extra points brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Ball in the net, though, and AV's got a 3-point lead again here. Adeline Kirby didn't quite catch it cleanly and sent it right to the net. On the serve here, it's Maxwell. 2-0 AV run. Ball off the net here. Eden Robart, another kill. Deflected by the net. Maybe change the trajectory just a little bit. Fell right at the feet of the libero, Adams. 20-18. Playing it near side. Here is Dunn. Therefore, it was Brown. 50-50 ball at the net. Dug out by Potosi. Pushing it toward the donut. But a nice dig there for Hinkle. Back to the middle of the net here. Ball is blocked, but they're going to say Potosi was in the net. 21-18. It was Adeline Gibson who was in the net. AV again, another 3-point lead. Free ball incoming for AV. What do they do with it? They're going to play toward the middle of the net. Here's Hattie Vineyard. Dug out in the back row by Robart. 50-50 ball. Played by AV. Here is Maxwell. Robart there again. Another 50-50 ball and another free ball coming for the Lady Tigers. Vineyard again. Gets it over the block and down. And for the first time, AV has a 4-point lead. 22-18. They have led the majority of the set. But finally, with a little bit of breathing room. Vineyard now with 4 kills. And we'll have another Potosi timeout. Potosi will take their second timeout of the set, trailing by 4. It's 22-18 in this first set. AV leads. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on AM 1240 KFMO.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Can't seem to find the house you're really looking for? Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we would like to help make your dream house a reality. New Era Bank offers construction loans that make it easy to build the house you want to fit your needs. Many of our loan officers have 15 or more years experience and can make sure you get just the right loan for your needs. Visit our website at www.neweraBank.com for more information or call any of our branches and ask to speak with a loan officer. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Potosi gets a point back out of the timeout on 4 hits. AV unable to get it back over the net. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansagra. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Make it 2 points in a row. It's an ace here for Eden Robart. No, excuse me, that was actually Adeline Gibson. 22-20. Gibson with her first ace tonight. Both teams eclipsing the 20-point mark. Here's Vineyard on the near side. Didn't catch it cleanly. 4 hits once again. 22-21, a three-point Potosi run. And now we'll have a timeout taken here by Arcadia Valley. So it's the first time of the set taken by the Lady Tigers. We'll take a timeout, too. Again, timeouts brought to you by Farm Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Santagra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care locations in Ludington and Festus.
Point in progress after the AV timeout, 22-21. Lady Tigers lead by one, but a 3-0 Potosi run. Playing it toward the near side. It's Dunn, played by Robart. Going near side, it's Potosi this time. Witten's ball played by AV. Vineyard pushes it over the block. There for it, the libero. That is McCarthy. Another big shot there from, that would be Witten. But AV, again, a nice dig. 50-50 ball in the net. AV unable to get to it. We are tied at 22. 22 all. We have not been tied. We were tied briefly at 7-7. But Potosi has brought it back. AV facing a little bit of adversity for the first time in this set. Ball tipped at the net, but Potosi able to clear. AV having trouble getting to it. It's four hits again. 23-22, Potosi leads. Well, AV finally got that four-point lead that we had been talking about. And promptly, Potosi turned on the Jets. Another AV timeout. Again, another quick timeout here ourselves. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Point in progress, 5-0 Potosi run, they lead 23-22. Here's a ball off the ceiling, Ivy unable to adjust, 24-22, set point Potosi. Easily the longest run of this opening set. And AV suddenly has their backs against the wall. Here to serve once more. Adeline Gibson. She's been the server for this long Lady Trojan run. Toward the middle of the net. Here's McClanahan. It is going to find the line. 24-23. McClanahan with the kill. AV not done yet. That'll break the 6-0 run. It'll be McClanahan to serve. Serves from the middle, played by the back row here of Potosi. Looking toward the back row, Robart will send it over. Back set toward the middle of the net, looking for Vineyard, pushes it over the block. Potosi able to get back to it. Toward the near side, here is Linton. Again, AV there with the back row. Second ball attack that time. Middle of the net, here is a block at the net, 24-24, we're headed to extra points. With the block, that was Annabelle Adams. 24-24, we've got extra points here in set one. Extra points brought to you by Complete Vision Care with locations in Ludington and Festus. Bad receive on the serve. Vineyard there to slam it down. Vineyard's got five kills. Set point AV now. You got to imagine it's got to be pretty upsetting if you come all this way, Potosi. The comeback effort maybe just to kind of let it slip. They had set point. Now a 3-0 AV run. Ball deflected and down. Back to 25s. Eve Litton with the kill. She's got two. 25-25. At this point, going to need 27 to win. And grab all that set one momentum. Serve play by Vineyard. They'll get it back to her. Her ball is out. 26-25. Potosi advantage. The serve, Litton. Service error. Going to need 28 now. Litton sends one into the net. Serve back to the Lady Tigers. It's Hinkle. Played by Litton. Played toward the middle of the net in Robart. Avey there in the back row. Second ball attack. Dumped it toward the donut. Potosi gets there. Robart again, this time from the near side. Another kill. 27-26. We'll just stack it up the kills here, Robart. She's now got seven. ...27-26, set point Potosi. To serve, Presley Smith. Inca will play it, back set toward the near side. Here's Vineyard, headed toward the back line. Potosi decides to play, might have been heading out. Instead, they'll send a free ball back to the Lady Tigers. Looking toward the middle of the net again here. It's Maxwell with the kill, 27-27. Maxwell, the team leader in... Well, nope, that's a lie. She was at one point no longer the team leader in kills here in this opening set, but that's her third. 27-27 and an error here for Vineyard. 28-27. So it'll be Saban Brown to serve now for Potosi. Played by Hinkle. Set toward the near side. Maxwell. First shot. There to dig it out. Brown. Back over toward the near side here. That was Kirby, but her shot is blocked at the net. I believe that was Maxwell who got her hand on it. 28-28. Here's Annabelle Adams again to serve. Going to need 30 to win this one. Here's Robart. Roll shot. Nice dig there from Adams. Free ball incoming for the Lady Trojans. Carthy. The bump. The set from Brown. Robart. Not going to find it. Played by Hinkle. Dunn sends it back over. Another free ball for the Lady Trojans. They'll go back to Robart. Nice dig. But can they get to it? No, they cannot. 29-28. Robart's got another kill, make it 8. 29-28. Potosi was down 22-18. 1 point away now from winning the set. Avey trying to prolong it even further. Brown will set it up. Pushing across over the block was Kirby. Free ball incoming for Potosi as Maxwell gets it over. A couple Potosi players go after it. Able to recover though. Back row attack from Robart. It is out. 29-29. Matthews cannot believe it. She thought that found the line. Instead, we are tied up again. 29-29. Maxwell on the serve for AV. Robart plays it toward the near side. Here's Litton into the net. AV leads 30-29. AV's been playing catch-up here in extra points. But now they have the advantage. 30-29. Maxwell again the serve. There to play it. It's Robart. Brown will set it toward the near side. Litton's ball is out and AV takes set one. 31-29. A wild set to start this one out, but AV, they will take it. And a lot of momentum into set two. We'll take a break. Come back with that second set for you. Again, AV wins set one, 31-29. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To everyone who believes a good meal can always be made even better, come try our new chicken sandwiches at Culver's.
We're talking juicier chicken with crispier breading, and it's all served on a buttery brioche bun and topped with crisp dill pickles, creamy mayo, and fresh lettuce and tomato. You're sure to enjoy your first bite and every bite after that.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ledington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Well, after a wild opening set, we're all set for set two. AV leads 1-0 over Potosi, taking the first set in extra points, 31-29. Again, extra points are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized digital solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. First point goes to Potosi. It'll say it was deflected and out, or I should say deflected and down. It's a kill for Eve Litton. She'll step back to serve. Connor Harbit with you. J.C. Allen back in studio. As Litton serve is played toward the far side here for Vineyard. Over toward Robart. Emphatic on the shot that time. We know what she's capable of. And she gets a ball she likes. She can certainly smoke it. And that time Robart caught that one clean. 9 kills. For Robart, 2-0 Potosi, make it 2-1. It's an error for Litton. AV on the board with the service error as they return back to the serve. Serve is played by McCarthy. Back over toward Robart, making another kill for her. 3-1. Same look over on the near side. Going right to left on your listening device and simply sending it toward the opposite corner. AB unable to get into place in time. It's 3-1. Now to serve, Presley Smith for the Lady Trojans. Back set toward the near side. Here's Hinkle. there for the dig. That would be Brenly Thornton. Back over to Robart. This time, it's the libero, Adams. They'll push it on over. Free ball for Potosi. Back set toward Robart. Bit of a bad set. Robart couldn't really get under it, and she'll send it out. 3-2. Robart coming up toward the net, kind of had to adjust herself and start moving backwards toward it. And AV stays within a point, 3-2, here in set two. Hinkle will play it. McCarthy over to Robart, middle of the net. Trying to dig it out was the libero, Adams. But it rolls along the floor, 4-2. Robart with three kills in the first 4 points of this set. Ten kills now, first to double digits tonight. Saban Brown to serve. It's played by Vineyard. They'll look toward Vineyard. Flat-footed on the attack, played by Brown. Near side again, here's Robart. Ball blocked at the net, but somehow Potosi able to keep it alive. AV will play it now. They'll look toward Vineyard on the far side. Robart sticks a hand out. Keeps it going. Now we'll push it back over. Vineyard, second ball. Over to Robart. Robart pushes it toward the back corner. AV unable to get to it. Another kill for Robart. It's 5-2. And with all apologies here to Saban Brown, might have to impede a little bit on her listing on the roster sheet. And tell you what, we might have to go a little bit deeper here tonight. We're just in set two, and I don't think this one's going to straight sets tonight. Robart deflected and down, another kill. Five kills and 6 points. 6-2. Brown to serve again. It's a 3-0 Lady Trojan run. Played by Bullis. Vineyard sends it back over. Push toward the near side again for Robart. Deflected and down. Just keep feeding her. Potosi really has a simple game plan at the moment. And it's up to AV to try to figure out a way to stop her. 7-2. They get 12 kills now for Robart. Roll shot, Maxwell. Pushing it toward the donut that time was Kirby. 50-50 ball in the net. AV will dig it out. Vineyard. Roll shot over the block. Back over to Robart. That time it's dug out back over into the net. Robart tries to send it right back. 50-50 ball still hopping around at the net. Potosi will dig it out. Back over to Robart. Sends one down the line. Played by the libero off the ceiling. Diving after it was Adams, but she couldn't get to it. And guess what? It's another kill for Robart. 8-2. 8-2. Here's a timeout taken by AV. Robart has controlled this set up to 13 kills, of which 7 have come here in set 2. We're back in a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
At Texas Roadhouse in Festus, every meal is a celebration. Come enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and made-from-scratch sides that'll have your taste buds dancing. Kick back with friends, sip on ice-cold drinks, and dive into warm, buttery rolls you can't resist. Whether it's family night, date night, or just a craving for legendary flavor, Texas Roadhouse is the place to be. Don't wait. Come hungry. Leave happy. Texas Roadhouse in Festus, where the fun never stops and the food is always fresh.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegraw in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Well, I've got a correction and an update. 8-3, AV able to break the run, but it's actually 16 kills for Eden Robart. And now her ball is blocked at the net here by Elena Maxwell. Maxwell with the block, her second of the game. Sends back a Robart shot. It's 8-4. Connor Harbutt here with you. J.C. Allen back in studio. Another serve for Hattie Vineyard. Back set toward the far side. Another block for Maxwell. Back-to-back blocks for Maxwell, and I think there's been an adjustment as Potosi has gone back to the Robart well, but have found it might be a little bit trickier with Maxwell. Also, Emma Dunn in the area as well to get their work done. Here's an error, though. Vineyard, too much on the serve. That'll break the AV run. It's 9-5. You're just now joining us. Our first set today went to extra points, 31-29. AV takes that set. They lead one set to none. Potosi pushing it toward the near side. It is Litton who gets the kill. Hinkle giving a dive after it, but it lands just in front of her, 10-5. Litton's got four kills. Playing it toward the far side. Dunn pushed it over the block. Saban Brown there to play it. Second ball attack. AV ready for it. They'll play it toward the middle of the net. Here's Maxwell, played by Brown. They'll set it toward the near side. Here's Litton once again, but it's out. 10-6. In fact, your fun stat of the game. I'm not the most efficient stat keeper. There's a reason I say my stats are unofficial. I don't think a player besides Litton or Eden Robart have picked up a kill tonight for Potosi. Here's another ball out, 10-7. Again, it was Litton who had too much on it. There have been points elsewhere. Presley Smith with an ace tonight. Adeline Gibson with an ace. Adeline Kirby with a block. But all the kills have gone to Robart or Litton. That was Kirby trying to find the kill, but a nice dig keeps it going for the Lady Tigers. Bump set toward the near side. Litton's ball played by AV. Back set toward the far side. Here is Dunn, played by Robart. They'll set it up toward Robart. She'll attack from the back row and find the kill. 11-7. Up to 17. And we are not even midway through set two. Soft serve just barely clears the net. AV has to send a free ball Potosi's way. Over to Litton on the near side. Nice dig there from Hinkle. Ball off toward the AV bench. Nobody going after it. 12-7. 5-point Potosi lead. They've led by as many as six here in this opening set at 8-2. The serve, it's the libero McCarthy, played by the opposite libero, Adams. And here's a block at the net. Presley Smith with the block, 13-7. Big question after the set one, how does Potosi respond after maybe losing such a close set that they had to work to come back in? I think we've got our answer. They've responded well. 50-50 ball at the net, dug out by Potosi. Free ball incoming for AV. They'll play it toward the middle of the net. Here is McClanahan. Robart is there. Litton again on the far side, but again, too much. Well, yep. Despite some... No, they're going to say it was deflected. Litton with the kill. Point Potosi, 14-7. You had a few people in the crowd here. Call for the deflection. They saw it. And so did at least one of our officials. 7-point lead. Potosi doubling up AV here in set two. McClanahan will send it over. No, too low off the net, 15-7. Now you almost wonder if AV worked themselves out, exhausted themselves in that first set. They've been a bit flat here in this set two. Back set over toward Maxwell. She finds the back corner. 15-8. Maxwell, four kills, two blocks. 15-8 here in set two. And that's an ace. Right on the line. And Maxwell will add an ace to her point total tonight. 8 points total. divided between four kills, three blocks, and one ace. Actually did have to add a block there. I lied to you again. Almost got another ace there, but Litton's able to push it over and down for a point, 16-9. Make it five kills for Litton. Gibson to serve. It's played by the libero, Adams. Adams will have to just get it back over here, but Potosi unable to answer, and, well, there's somebody you don't see every day, and the libero will pick up a kill. Potosi just caught out of position, and, well, Lily Adams will get a rare libero kill. Always nice to put a point in the score sheet for the defensive specialist, or the back row specialist, I should say, but Potosi will get that point back. It's 17-10. Ball in the net. AV unable to get it back over. 7-point Lady Trojan lead. Back set over toward Vineyard. It's a 50-50 ball, and Potosi will play it. They'll put it down. There you go. Here's a kill for somebody. Brenly Thornton will pick up the kill. Getting first player not named Eve Litton or Eden Robart to do so tonight. It's 18-10. Serve played by McClanahan, sends it immediately back over. Robart gets it over to AV. Free ball now for the Lady Trojans. McCarthy with the bump, the set, and the point. Presley Smith now with the kill. 19-10. Nine-point Lady Trojan lead, their largest lead of the set. Ball was deflected at the net. AV got it back over. A couple people in the crowd wanted four hits, didn't get it. But it just sets up another Eden Robart kill. Potosi again doubling up AV at 20-10. Potosi looking like they're going to cruise to a set two victory. Back set, McClanahan's ball deflected at the net, played by McCarthy. They'll send it back over to Smith. Her ball blocked at the net by Vineyard. Potosi plays, Robart, roll shot, played by the back row of AV. Set toward the far side, done. Again, Litton there for Potosi. Back over to Robart, and another kill. If I sound laissez-faire, it's because it's almost expected at this point. She's up to 19 now. The lead a little bit further into double digits, 21-10. Litton to serve for Potosi. They'll play it toward the near side. Hinkle pushing it down the line. Litton, a nice dig to save it. But Potosi will send it out, 21-11. That breaks what was a 5-0 run. Clanahan serve played by McCarthy. Robart at the net. Deflected into the net. AV unable to dig it out. 22-11. Tosi inching ever closer toward that set two win. It's Smith to serve. Adams. Second ball attack there for Annabelle Adams. And Potosi unable to answer. 22-12. Got a couple hits off on it, but ran out of players to dive after the ball. Here's Robart. Ball blocked by Maxwell. Thought that ball might have gone out, but they're going to say it found the line, so give the block over to Maxwell. She's got four blocks. Three in this set. 22-13. Lucy still in the advantage. That ball around the pole. 22-14. 3-0 AV run. Corinne Ainley back in for the Lady Trojans. Long run here without a timeout. Coach Lamb still with one timeout here if she wants to take it. Potosi, obviously, with both of theirs, haven't had much of a need in this set to take those timeouts. Push toward the near side. Robart, another kill. 2 points away from taking the set is Potosi, 23-14. And that puts Robart to 20. And here's an ace. An ace for Saban Brown. And it's set point, 24-14. This time the serve is played by Vineyard. Set toward the far side, and Maxwell. And 23-15. Maxwell now with 5 kills herself. Ties her for the AV lead. Vineyard to serve. Looking for Robart, middle of the net, pushes over the block. AV going to send a free ball back over to Potosi. It's McCarthy over to Gibson, near side. Another kill for Robart, and that ends the set. It's a great set for Robart and the Potosi Lady Trojans as they take it handily, 25-15, to even things up here at 1 set apiece. We are guaranteed 4 sets at least here in this one. We'll take a break, come back with set 3 for you. Again, 25-15, set 2 taken by Potosi. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
Big savings, friendly service, and everything you need in one stop. Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge are here for you. Whether it's groceries or everyday essentials, Walmart has you covered. Shop smart, live better, Walmart. A proud sponsor of high school sports.
Join Otaki Lake KOA September 20th for their Frontier Fest, including a craft fair with local handmade goods. This campground event also features hay rides, a petting zoo, and more. Come experience the beauty at Otaki Lake KOA, located at 1224 Wade 318 in Patterson.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington and Festus recommends a child's first eye exam at 3 years old, but sooner, of course, if you notice any problems. They are here to serve patients of all ages.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ledington, Missouri.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keen Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keen Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again. Or when one rental property turns into 2, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing, and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Set 3 starts with an error, giving a point over to Arcadia Valley. They lead 1-0 as we get back to it here. Potosi looking toward Eve Litton. That ball's deflected and out. Point Potosi. I saw that one deflected. There was a little bit of indecisiveness from our officials, but I saw it from up here. We're tied back up here 1-1. It's a kill for Eve Litton to start. here in set three. Potosi took set two, 25-15. We're tied up at one set apiece. AV won the first set, 31-29. Went deep into extra points. A kill for Hattie Vineyard gives AV the lead back. It's 2-1. So now we ask the question, how does AV respond after a rather handily given defeat here in the second set? Potosi having a little bit of trouble. They actually knocked the ball into the stands. Point AV, 3-1. Not going to get credit for the ace, but it was a bad reception of the serve from Callie Hinkle. And Potosi just kind of kept knocking it a little bit further toward the bleachers until finally, kind of just found its way over into where most of the Arcadia Valley parents are sitting. But Potosi will answer back in a big way. Eden Robart with the kill. It's 3-2. Connor Harbit, J.C. Allen with you here tonight in AM 1240 KFMO. Robart has been the absolute player to watch for Potosi tonight. Gotten a couple key contributions, a few key digs, and a few extra kills from Eve Litton. But Robart, easily the team leader tonight in that particular category. Here's Maxwell. Ball deflected at the net. Two players there for the block for the Lady Trojans. They take a 4-2 lead. Excuse me. Rather, what I believe to be 4-3. Only got 4-2 up on the scoreboard. I got lost somewhere along the way, but we'll catch back up. It's 4-2 Arcadia Valley. Free ball incoming for the Lady Trojans. Just got to reset and get it set back up. Here's Robart. Big shot, but it is out. 5-2 AV. I think something might have been out or deflected, or I might have just gotten a point wrong there, but what we know is we're all good on the score sheet, on the board, etc., etc. Here on this Tuesday night here from Potosi High School. To serve, it's Vineyard. Serves played by Litton. Back set, Robart pushes it over the block of Maxwell. Vineyard pushing it toward the back corner. Litton is there. Going back over toward Robart. Nice dig there. That was, I believe, Hinkle. It was for the Lady Tigers. Roll shot, played by Vineyard. AV going to have to chase, but they can't get to it. It's Brenly Thornton. Two kills. 5-3 here in set three. Saban Brown back to serve now for the Lady Trojans. Serves it down the line. Played by Dunn. Over to Maxwell. Near side. 50-50 ball at the net. Dug out by Potosi. Trying to attack. Trying to push it toward the donut. But it goes to the net. Ambitious play there from Adeline Gibson. But instead, it's 6-3 AV. Annabelle Adams now to serve. Played by McCarthy, the libero. Going toward the far side, and Robart, was that ball out? Or was it deflected? They're going to say it was in. Our unsanctioned official said it found the line. Robart brings it back to within two, 6-4. Robart now up to 23 kills. Again, we're guaranteed at least four sets tonight. Might see that 30 line crossed here in this one. Free ball for Potosi. They'll look middle of the net here to Corinne Ainley. Her ball is played, though, by the libero, Lily Adams. AV, though, sends it into the net. 6-5. Early portion of this set, a lot closer than what we saw in set two. Potosi opening it up an 8-2 run. Start that one. Just kind of coasted from there. There's a ball played off the stanchion and down. 6-6, we're all tied up. Our first tie since 1-1 here in the third set. We had no ties in set two. We had a lot of ties in the first set. Maybe I'll count them up here later, and now an ace. Eden Robart now adds an ace, her second. And Potosi leads. Second lead change of the set. No, that's a lie, I'm sorry. First lead change of the set, 7-6. And another ace. Back-to-back aces for Robart. Three aces, 23 kills. 8-6 Potosi. Another serve from Robart. This time it's going to be played. Going toward the middle of the net. 50-50 ball. Potosi will play it over to AV. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It was AV. 9-6 Potosi. The Lady Trojans going on a long run now. 6-0 the run. Robart will step back for her seventh serve. And sends it to the net. That kills the run. 9-7. It's Robart's first hit. That sends Elena Maxwell to serve for the Lady Tigers. Played it toward the back line. McCarthy pushing it near side. Here's Litton. Ball deflected at the net, but it's out. Point Potosi. 10-7. Litton with the kill, now with 7. McCarthy again. Played by the libero. Potosi all out of sorts. They'll send a free ball over to AV. Well done just to get it over, though. Ball back over. Done. Now Potosi. Big shot there from Litton. Back-to-back kills. 11-7. Litton's adding them up here in set 3. Back-to-back points as McCarthy serves once again. Lily Adams there to play it. Bad reception. Ball's into the net. They'll say it's a lift here from AV. Point Potosi, 12-7. Well, AV started out well in this set. 6-3 it was. But since then, it's been a 9-1 Lady Trojan run. And make that 10-1. Might see a timeout here from Coach Lamb. Things have gotten out of hand here for the Lady Tigers, and that we do. 13-7, Potosi has opened up a 6-point lead here in the third set. Our team's knotted up at 1 set apiece. We'll take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
In real estate, the right plan matters. I'm Mary Hagan, and I'm ready to help guide you through every step, buying or selling. Call me at 573-701-1690. With the right teammate, every move is a victory.
Catfish Kettle, a landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Points as we come out of the Arcadia Valley timeout, 14-8 our score. Both teams getting a point, recipient of the other. Ball's hit out of the area of play. Here's an ace for AV. It's 14-9. That's an ace for Emma Dunn, her first of the match. Tied up one set apiece. AV took the first set 31-29. Potosi took set two 25-15. Another ball out. AV will on a bit of a run here. It's 14-10. The hallmark of this set three tonight, that 9-1 run that Potosi went on after going down 6-3 to begin the set. But AV starting to creep back in a little bit. Playing across the net. Bad set. Ends up in a free ball for AV. Looking for Vineyard. Middle of the net. Ball is blocked, but AV able to dig it back out. And Vineyard will get her kill in the end. Almost a block for Potosi, but a nice dig. I believe that was done from the back row. AV able to reset and get Vineyard what is now her seventh kill of the game. 14-11. 4-0 AV run. Ball pushed toward the donut, but somebody's in the net. It's Potosi. 14-12. Linton was in the net that time. Good thought to go toward the donut. But now an error will kill this AV run. He was 5-0, but a service error for Dunn, her second of the matchup, means Potosi's back out in front by three here at 15-12. On the serve now, Adeline Kirby. Set toward the far side, Vineyard's ball deflected at the net. McCarthy will set it up toward the near side, and Litton, blocked by Vineyard, but falls on AV's side here, 16-12. Benton's got nine kills. Four-point Lady Trojan lead, and an error here for Kirby. Excuse me, that would actually be Gibson. Potosi's second error here in the third set today. Three errors overall on the serve. Set toward the far side. Litton out. And again, Potosi wants to say deflection, and they'll change it once again. Tell you what, Potosi, I believe, has got to be like 4 for 4 today in arguing that the ball's been deflected. Kill goes to Litton. She's into double digits with 10. She'll step back now to serve, 17-13. Vineyard will receive the serve. Bad ball, free ball for Potosi. McCarthy looking toward the near side. Here's Robart, deflected at the net by Vineyard, but AV unable to respond. Robart's got her first kill since point number 8 in the set. It's only been 10 points, but it feels like, in Robart terms, that's an eternity with the way she's racked them up tonight. 5-point Potosi lead. By the way, she's got 24 now. Again, 18-13, looking for Vineyard on the far side. Pushes over the block. Potosi's there. McCarthy again looking toward Robart on the near side. Shot down the line. Into the stands. Robart with back-to-back kills. 19-13. Potosi's starting to pull away once more. Well, say pull away. This is actually time for their largest lead of the set. We'll get another timeout taken here by AV. Tara Lamb will take her second and final timeout of this third set, so we'll take a timeout right alongside them. 19-13 here in set three. Our two teams tied up at one set apiece. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
No two financial situations are alike. Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial Services takes a personalized approach, and Julie brings a lot of experience and a wealth of knowledge to her customers. Call or stop by to set up an appointment today.
Independent contractor of Money Concepts International, Inc. Belgrade Financial Services is an affiliate of Belgrade State Bank. No bank guarantee. Not FDIC insured, may lose value. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp member FINRA, SIPC. BFS is an independent firm and is not affiliated with MCCC.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Well, Potosi has grown their lead here to 7, largest lead in set 3, 20-13. We're tied up at one set apiece. Robart another kill, 21-13. Well, earlier I made the comment that Robart really hadn't been seen a whole lot in set 3 since, well, her aces, her back-to-back aces to make it 8-6. Well, since then, she's picked up 3 of the last 4 points. 21-13, Vineyard, middle of the net. Ball deflected at the net. Potosi will have to chase it down, get it over to Robart. Roll shot, there to play it is, that would be, excuse me, Caitlin Bullis. Ball down, 22-13. I looked down for a second. I missed that one, but Potosi gets the point. They lead by 9. Serving here on this long Potosi run, it's Eve Litton. Playing it toward Vineyard as she pushes over the block. Rolls off the net, falls on the side of Potosi. Back toward the middle of the net. Here's Presley Smith. Looking now for Hinkle on the far side, but she spikes it into the net. 23-13. Another long Lady Trojan run, currently 7-0. AV, no more timeouts for this set. They're going to have to play it out. But Potosi looking to make it a 2-1 set lead. Maxwell sends a free ball over to Potosi. That toward the middle. Smith not ready for it. Free ball now for AV. Going over to Hinkle on the far side. Dug out by the libero McCarthy. And Robart with the kill. Set point, not match point. I wanted to correct myself, but I was right the whole time. Set point. Robart makes it 26 kills. Litton, another serve. Again, been a long run. Make it 8-0 for Potosi. Lead by 11. Smith, middle of the net. Ball's deflected by Hinkle and down. That'll do it for set 3. Smith with her second kill of the match. And Potosi takes a 2-1 set lead. So Potosi responding to adversity well after dropping that first set. They've taken 2 in a row. See if the Lady Trojans can close it out or if AV has it in them to force a set 5 tonight. We're back after a short break. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Schlosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Schlosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our 5 locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hills is your pet's paradise. Leave your furry friends in expert hands, ensuring they look and feel pawfect. Call them 573-482-0163 in Park Hills, where pets are pampered to pawfection.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozarks Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Set four here at Potosi High School. Potosi has taken the last two sets. 25-13 took set three. A long run at the end, making a 9-0 run. But AV essentially going to break that run with the first point here. It's an ace to start things out. An ace for Emma Dunn. Dunn today with her second ace. 1-0 Lady Tigers. AV won the first set tonight, 31-29. Potosi's taken back-to-back sets, though, again, 25-15, 25-13. Coming in from the back row was AV. Vineyard will attack from the middle of the net, played by Eden Robart, currently on the back row. Free ball incoming here for AV. They're going to look for Vineyard. Middle of the net, she gets it around the block and down. 2-0. Vineyard today, your kill leader for the Lady Tigers. She's got 8. Followed by Elena Maxwell with 5. And now an ace for Dunn. 3-0 AV. Dunn with 2 aces here in this opening run. She's got 3 aces tonight. Dunn another serve. This one played by Potosi. Back set over toward Litton, but that ball's out. 4-0. Not the start Potosi was really looking for here in this set. We know they are able to come back. Again, we saw that in set one to a certain degree. Didn't end up winning that set, but we know they can. AV looking toward the middle of the net again for Vineyard. Looks for that same play earlier that got her first kill, but this time it's out and too far to the left. Potosi on the board, 4-1. Eve Litton to serve. Ball played toward the back row. Hinkle comes up on it. Her ball's out. 4-2. Back-to-back balls outside of the left side of the court. At least looking from our direction. Here in the corner of Potosi High School. The gymnasium, I should say. Not quite the school. Now here's an ace for Litton. It's 4-3. Been a bit of a seesaw set here. This is Litton finds her first ace. Going toward the middle here. McClanahan loses out the 50-50 ball. Falls on the side of the Lady Tigers. We're tied at 4. 4-4. Like I said, Potosi able to come back from things like that. And that they have. Litton's latest serve is played by Lily Adams. Roll shot, free ball here for Potosi to the near side. Robart gets it around the block and down. 27 kills for the junior. And Potosi's gone on a 5-0 run to take their first lead of the set here at 5-4. Again, Litton's serve played by Lily Adams. Toward the back side, the far side, if you will. Vineyard with an emphatic kill. Tied back up at 5. Vineyard one way from double digits tonight. 9 kills. Both kill leaders tonight. The junior class, the class of 2027. I think I got that right. Serve ticks the tape, but played by Potosi. Back to Robar on the near side. Nice dig there from Lily Adams to keep it going. Free ball, though, for Potosi. They'll look back toward the middle of the net. Presley Smith. AV doesn't play it well. Kill for Smith, 6-5. Smith with 3 kills. And Potosi leads once again. 6-5. Smith now on the serve. Pushed around the block by Hinkle. Going toward the near side, here's Robart. That ball is out. 6-6. Hinkle now steps back to serve. Crowd still going strong here in Potosi. Robart, middle of the net, gets her kill. Again, always, like I said at the beginning of the broadcast tonight, always a solid crowd here in Potosi. They definitely support their squads. Attendance-wise, it might not be the, well, capacity-wise, let's say that word, capacity-wise, it might not be the biggest gym in the MAAA conference, but it's certainly one of the most filled. We'll pack it. Robart, roll shot there for it. Hinkle. They'll play it toward Maxwell in the middle of the net. Ball deflected at the net. Potosi will need to play it. Over to Robart, and another kill. It looked like Potosi was maybe on the back foot on that point there. Able to recover so well, though. They know where they need to get it. And that's a couple of good balls to eventually get one for Robart. Now ball in the net, makes it 9-6 Potosi. The kills are great and all. And they're definitely hype, especially when Robart catches one clean, but you always got to give props to the setup. She's had some great setups tonight. Second ball attack. Here's Avila again on the near side. Robart off the backboard and down. You know, some places the backboard's in play. It was here, but Avy couldn't get on it. 10-6. Another Robart kill. Our score. Vineyard's ball blocked at the net. Vineyard able to dig it back out. She'll send it toward the donut. McCarthy there to play it for Potosi. Back to Robart. Ball blocked at the net by Maxwell. 50-50 ball comes down on Potosi's side. 10-7. Maxwell and Gibson both went up for it. Hands straight up in the air. I don't think either one really knew what ball, side that ball was going to come down on. It fell on Potosi's side to give the point to the Lady Tigers. Setting it up middle of the net. Maxwell tries to get it around the block. She does, but there to pick it up is Gibson. Robart a roll shot for the kill. 11-7. Potosi holding a modest lead, maintaining it here at the moment. Again, after going down in the set to start 4-0. Near side attack, it's Linton. Nice dig there from Dunn. Sent back over here by Caitlin Bullis. Second ball attack toward the donut, and the kill for Gibson. Gibson saw the hole open up and took advantage for her first kill. She's got an ace to go along with that, but a heads-up play for Gibson nabs her the kill. 5-point Lady Trojan advantage. And an ace for Robart. Played by Dunn, but in that front row, but it was kind of a, well, it kind of died off the hands where nobody could really get to it. This time the serve is going to be played by Bullis over to the near side. Maxwell's ball deflected. Saban Brown there. Middle of the net, here's Corinne Ainley. Adams there to dig it out for AV. Going toward the back row, Robart will attack and get another kill. Doesn't matter where she's at on the floor. They're going to look for her. She'll come up from that back row. Robart now up to 30 kills, 14-7. Here's a timeout taken by Arcadia Valley. AV will take their first timeout of set four. They trail by 7. Potosi looking to make it 3 straight sets and round this one out. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care locations in Ludington and Festus.
Robart on the serve as we come out of the AV timeout. 14-7. Ball in the net. Point back to AV. That'll end a 4-0 Lady Trojan run. Leads back down to 6. Again, 14-8. Two sets to 1. Potosi leads. AV took the opening set 31-29. But it's been all really Potosi since that moment. AV's shown signs of life, but Potosi has been easily more consistent tonight. He finds another point, 15-8. On the serve now, it's Mason McCarthy. Played by two Lady Tigers in the back row, or at least two players going after it. Near side attack, Potosi. Inkle gets her hands on it, but it's into the Potosi student section. Point Potosi, 16-8. Presley Smith on the kill for her fourth. 9 points away from Potosi, perhaps making it 3-0 to start their 2025 campaign. Back set played toward the middle, and Maxwell dug out by Potosi. McCarthy sets up Robart in the back row. Roll shot played by Adams. Back set over toward Dunn this time on the near side. Diving after it's McCarthy, but it's down on the side of Potosi. Nice effort, but it is going to be an AV point in the end. McCarthy came flying in. Try to dig that one out. ...16-9. Lady Tigers to serve. It'll be Maxwell. An encouraging performance here today from the AV freshman. Ball deflected at the net and down, and that'll be a kill here for, that would be Smith again. Smith's got 3 kills for the set, 3 of her 5. It's 17-9. Another serve here for Adeline Gibson. Push toward the far side. Hinkle's ball deflected at the net and down. Hinkle with a kill, her second. 17-10. Maxwell to serve once more. Sends it down the line. Diving after it, McCarthy. Here's Litton looking for the back line. Didn't get it. 18-10. No, excuse me. 17-11. Here's Dunn. Tick the tape on the serve. Gets an ace. I've been lying to you. I think I've been saying Maxwell. It is actually Emma Dunn who picks up her fourth ace. It brings it back to 5 regardless, 17-12. Nice dig in the back row. Annabelle Adams lets AV play that one. Big try there. That was Brenly Thornton putting some smoke behind it. Here is Litton. Somebody's in the net. It is Potosi. It's Litton, 17-13. Dunn again, the server on this 4-0 AV run. Soft serve, trying to just barely get it over the net, but sends it in. It's an error, 18-13. Potosi now 7 points away. Litton now to serve for the Lady Trojans. Litton with an ace tonight. This time it's played by Lily Adams. Vineyard on the far side. Played by Potosi. Here's Robart. Nice dig there from Maxwell to keep it alive. Vineyard looking for the roll shot, instead sends it into the net, 19-13. Nice dig there from Annabelle Adams. Perhaps deserved a better play from there. She had to get after it there. Get in front of the Robart shot from the near side. 50-50 ball at the net. AV will dig it out. Push toward the line. Nice dig there from Lily Adams. But again, AV's unable to respond. 20-13. Well, say what you will. AV is definitely leaving it out on the floor. Not afraid to dive after these balls. But just unable to keep it going from there. Maxwell receives another Eve Litton serve going toward Hinkle on the near side. Carthy over her head over to Robart. There to play. It's the back row of AV. Ball in the net. Dug out by Potosi. Robart. Another ball dug out by Maxwell. Toward the far side, that is Hinkle, blocked at the net by Thornton. 21-13. Eight-point Potosi advantage, 4 points away. From again, making it 3-0 for the season. Over to Vineyard, that ball's out, 22-13. Minutes past the 8 o'clock hour. Got started again a little bit late tonight. We were slated for, I believe, a 7 o'clock start. I didn't actually get the game start time. I just realized that now. Here's a ball deflected at the net and down. Kill for Hinkle. It's 22-14. I didn't actually mark down the start time. I usually do. I'd imagine with that first set going 31-29, probably it's been on the longer side of a traditional, typical volleyball match. Here's an ace. That's Andrea McClanahan. Potosi really unsure of who would actually go after that one. Just kind of let it fall between them. 22-15. McClanahan to serve again. And another ace. Again, Potosi unsure. McCarthy took a step toward it, then kind of backed off. Like she thought that maybe Robart was going to go after it instead. And it's back-to-back aces here for McClanahan. That ball was definitely McCarthy's to play, and I think she knew it, smiling down there. One of those things you just correct for the next time. This time the serve is played over to Robart, deflected at the net and down. Robart with a kill, 2 points away, 23-16. Robart with 31 kills. Presley Smith on the serve. And it'll be a lift. Match point, 24-16. Smith on the serve, looking to end it for Potosi. Smith's serve played by Vineyard. Maxwell sends it up. Free ball incoming for Potosi. Where do they look? I think we know the answer. It's Robert on the near side. Bad ball. Four hits. AV's still alive. We all knew where that ball was going. They were going to look for Robart for the emphatic finish, but the set was too hard. Robart had to adjust. Couldn't do it. But she'll look for it now in the middle of the net. That ball's out. 24-18. Hinkle on the serve. AV trying to make a mad comeback here. Still needs 7 straight points, at least 6. In fact, they need 6 points. Need to get it back to square at 24. Another Robart shot, played though by Lily Adams. AV able to send it over, but it's a free ball for Potosi. Pushing it toward the near side. Robart, Lily Adams there again. AV just does not want to give this one up. Another Potosi free ball. It's McCarthy over to Gibson. Back over to Robart near side. Vineyard able to dig this one out. AV really not going down without a fight. Another Potosi free ball. Do they try it again? This time, no. It goes to Corinne Ainley, but Vineyard is there to play it for AV. Back to Vineyard near side. Deflected and down. AV strikes again, 24-19. That's a great effort there from AV. The Lady Tigers able to dig out what would have been several match points. to keep this one going. Vineyard now with 10 kills. Scotter double digits. Robart near side and down. Ultimately, it's not going to matter as Potosi claims this one in four sets tonight. Eden Robart leads the way, 32 kills, as Potosi takes it in four sets, 29-31, 25-15, 25-13, 25-19. With that being said, we'll go ahead and take it on into our Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. We will, of course, get you your final game stats, brought to you by Sam Sism for Lincoln. We will also get you your Cornerstone Furniture Mattress play of the game, and also your, of course, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza player of the game. So I will be right back with your, again, Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. Potosi wins this one in four sets to improve to 3-0. It's a high school volleyball here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Looking to upgrade your floors or countertops without breaking the bank? Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite, where low prices, top quality installations, and a massive in-stock inventory are just the beginning. Whether it's hardwood, carpet, tile, or stunning granite countertops, their expert team gets it done right and done fast. No waiting weeks for materials. What you need, in stock, and ready to go. Stop by Busenbark on 67 Highway in Farmington. Busenbark Flooring and Granite. Your floor, your style, your price.